why don't we, why can't we join with the phone also?
It's mainly because of the internet connection. We have to have an internet connection for the phone. And, and then we also have to have the internet connection for the computer. Right now we just have a connection here in the office. So we like to have a better internet connection for the computer. So that's why we do it this way. Very shortly. And we do have a fiber connection here, but we found out if we do Zoom on the Wi-Fi, it doesn't always work as well as we would like. So we'd like to make sure we have a hard connection for Zoom.
Well, has Wendy called in yet? Can everybody hear me that's on the Zoom?
I'm getting a lot of feedback.
All right, I think we're ready to begin. I hope everyone can hear me that is connected by Zoom. Are you all able to hear? Nod your head if you are. Okay, great. Welcome to our SESD board meeting. My name is Ray Loveless. For those of you who are here visiting with us today, I'm the chairman of the district, and we welcome you to be. I'm taking a few extra precautions today because of I've got a brother that's pending heart surgery, and I will be his care provider, and so I'm taking a few extra precautions. So I apologize if I'm not shaking your hand, and if I'm masked up and you're not, that don't feel uncomfortable. I'm just trying to be a little extra cautious myself. We will begin on, Joel, would you offer us a word of prayer today? And Jens, would you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance? Okay.
Our Father, heaven, we come before you this day before you, our Lord, we pray for our hearts for all our blessings, Father. strong foundation for us. And those that we love, we care for, and the blessing of those that we serve, is this. We're thankful for the gospel in our lives and the opportunity to know our Savior. We ask you to bless those that you serve from the church from COVID-19 and those that are struggling with other health problems. That will grant them peace and find comfort that they may find comfort in me, Father. Bless us to be able to go to the business of meeting this day. And that our spirit will be with us, and we will be able to solve and work on different problems or different things that need to be done with this day. We ask for these favorable blessings in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.
Of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, thank you. Okay, we have with us on Zoom today, Ryan and Brooke are, they are our staff, but they are downstairs joining us by Zoom, so that we didn't have any more up here in the boardroom than possible. And so they're with us, but not here in the room. We have Jennifer Hatcher. She's out in front, and she will be monitoring the our Zoom, and she'll also be monitoring as far as the minutes and making sure that all of the motions, et cetera, are properly recorded as we go through the agenda. We also have Richard Bailing, who is one of the applicants for the trustee position that Paul Meredith previously held. And I think you're all aware that Paul passed away a few months ago, and the reason for many of our visitors today is because of your interest in that position. And we also have Dave McMullen, who is joining us today by Zoom. For your information, Guy Larson, he withdrew his application. So there will be five that will be considered for the position of trustee of the Southwest Mountain Spring Lake area. First item on the agenda, well, the second item on the agenda is public forum. If there are any from the public who would like to say anything, now is your time. Okay, hearing nothing, we will then proceed with the appointment of a trustee to fill Paul Meredith's position. We have three here and two by Zoom, and we appreciate your interest. Really hope that we can fill Paul's position, and that we wish you all well. We will have a short presentation by each of the candidates. Just tell us a little bit about yourself and why you're interested in serving as a trustee. And then if we have any questions as a board, we would direct them to you. But again, thank you for your interest. We really do appreciate that. We will go alphabetically as they are listed on our agenda. And so, Richard Bailing, we will begin with you. And I apologize, we haven't got the ability to we need a large TV screen. Well, that would be
at least that way we can see
I don't know that the sound will be projected very well. Hold on just a few minutes, Richard, and while we set up something. By the way, when you speak, you'll have to unmute yourself. You're presently muted.
Okay, now I'm unmuted.
Yeah, now you're unmuted. Mark, is this on as loud as it'll go? Is this computer on as loud as it'll go?
Try it again.
All right, can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
Okay. I think we're ready then to go ahead and have you take just a few minutes and introduce yourself and explain why you are interested in being a trustee on our board.
Okay, as a matter of introduction for those that may not know me, I'm Richard Bayling. I have lived in Spring Lake for the last 42 years. Lived in the Payson area almost all my life. I'm married. I have 5 children, 3 of which are married, and one that's supposed to be married this weekend. And that's one of the reasons why I decided to Zoom in instead of come in, because I didn't want to derail that wedding for my daughter. I've ran an insurance business here in town for 30 years. I've been an agent in that agency for 35. I purchased the agency from my father, Rex Bayling. The agency's been in town for over 50 years. I have farmed since I was 14 years old and filed taxes since I was 15. So it goes to show that I don't let the grass grow too long on my side of the road. So I have served with Utah County Farm Bureau for over 30 years, and currently I am the county president for the Utah County Farm Bureau in Utah County. I'm a member of the Kiwanis Club. I'm an active member of my church, and have served in various callings. As two of my favorites have been bishop and scoutmaster. And most of the people in this area that I would serve if I was asked to serve, I know either because I've served them, or they're my neighbors, or I've had their boys in scouts. I've also ran for the state legislature a couple of times, and both those times that I ran for the state legislature, I ran because of rural issues that affect our rural farmers. In this last time that I ran, and one of the issues was the fact that we have an issue in South Utah County regarding SESD and their dealings with the cities and issues that we're facing that way. So with that, that's my brief introduction. And if any of the board has any questions for me, I'm willing to take questions.
Okay, are there any questions from the board? I will ask a question. Richard, I believe that you would have looked at our website in order to have understood a little bit about our district. And so I would ask how you as a trustee would help to further along our policies with SESD and specifically provide the cheapest power possible with the best power possible and the best service possible. How would you see yourself helping our board fill those measures?
First of all, I would say that number one, I really feel like that an individual needs to make themselves familiar with what SESD does. I have taken the time over the years to travel from penstock to generation. Had the opportunity several years ago to actually quote the insurance that included what is now SESD years ago. I come with the ability to work with contractors, know where that works best. I have a good working relationship with many of the individuals that are employees of SESD. And I feel like that I have the ability to be able to work with each one of them in a way that would be positive. Also give my expertise is in insurance and in working with contractors. That would be my way of being able to help SESD move forward and be able to continue to provide the best service, the best rate possible to make sure that we are meeting our commitments, but we're also making sure that we're not allowing others to walk over the top of us where we have agreements.
Okay, thank you. Any other questions from the board? All right, thank you, Richard, for the time you spent with us. We'll now turn the time over to David Charles and ask the same of you to tell us a bit about yourself and so forth.
I also am from Payson, between Payson and Salem. Mark and I actually grew up in the, near each other in the same ward. My parents still live out there in that area. I live in the Spring Lake area. Now we have lived out there for about 6 years now. We've been in Payson for that. I have three kids. One of which is married, and then I have a son that is leaving for a mission here, maybe in August. We'll see, you know, what happens with him a little bit. I'm sure on that. And then we've got a great big gap, and I've got a 10-year-old at home as well. I own a private equity firm. We buy and sell businesses. I've operated that for a little over 20 years now. We have a variety of different businesses. We brought Sonic Drive-Ins to Utah back in the late 90s and sold that. I still own the real estate that's associated with that. Had a medical equipment company that we sold a couple of years ago. I've got a cold storage facility up in Salt Lake on there. I enjoy business. I enjoy being able to
to dive in and to look at business to find solutions. I have an interest in you know, applying for the position. I actually ran for the position last year against Paul and did that just for the reason that was concerned about the lawsuit going back and forth with the cities and had a chance to be able to last year spent quite a bit of time with Dan. And I appreciate his time and just kind of helping me to be able to better understand things from the SCSD side of the equation and you know, would like to be able to see a permanent solution to that and know that there needs to be a permanent solution, you know, for the cities and for SCSD for the long term. And so that was the reason that I had, you know, a desire to be able to get involved. Right now I'm to a point in my career that, you know, I would like to be able to give back and feel that this is something that I have the ability to be able to hopefully help with, to be able to find a solution.
Thank you. Any questions? I'm going to ask the same question of all of you. So if you would just maybe take, do you remember the question? I can all rephrase it because I don't got it written down. But I would think that you would have spent a little bit of time looking at our website and understanding policies a little bit about who we are, in addition perhaps to what you've already explained. But how would you see yourself trying to fit in to maintain our the best rates possible, the best power possible, the best service possible?
You know, as I've looked at it from both sides of the coin on there, I think it's a really kind of a lose-lose right now. And I, you know, I see just in order to be able to maintain, you know, the cheapest power, best service, there needs to be a permanent solution. SCSD needs to be able to have something that they can count on for the future. And I think it really, in my opinion, kind of stems off of getting that solved and a permanent solution in place that then can allow SCSD to properly plan for the future. And you know, as Dan and I were talking about last year, there's kind of a lot of things that, you know, kind of hang up, you know, that's hinged off of that. And I would hope that, you know, I've spent a lot of time helping to be able to negotiate with the businesses that I've been involved with. And you know, I would hope that I would somehow, if selected, be able to assist with that process to be able to find a solution there. I've got a good relationship with Payson City for one. I sit on their economic development committee, but you know, I would hope that I would be able to assist in that process somehow.
Okay, thank you. Any other questions? Okay, thank you. Next is Kevin Denning.
I kind of grew up a little bit in the world of power. My father worked for Montana Power for quite a few years. It was sort of part of growing up. He started a company and we built truck equipment. So I grew up putting together bucket trucks and ladder trucks and all of that. And so I've kind of been around this world quite a bit, enjoyed it. Ended up going to school and getting my electrical engineering degree. Later got an MBA as I was working up in the company that I was with. The last 28 years I've been with the company in Salt Lake. Cirrus Systems, we manufactured electronic test equipment for testing wire and cable assemblies. So we use it to test the wiring, make sure that everything was built correctly. We had high voltage test equipment, low voltage, been around
kind of the power world most of my life. I've done quite a bit of electrical work that way. In the company, I was president, CEO, and chairman of the board. I've been on two different boards, both with my company, and we were an international company. We sold this test equipment all over the world. I've done a lot of international business related to that. I also served on the Wire Harness Manufacturing Association nationally, and they are kind of the trade board for anybody that builds wire and cable harnesses and assemblies that go into anything. And I sat on that board for a number of years. As far as disclosure, Paul was my wife's uncle. I'm Melvin Meredith's son-in-law. So I've been living here for about 13 years now. Built my home out in West Mountain. We love it out here. We want to be a part of the community and what's going on. We basically just we want to be engaged in what's going on and help where we can. And so that's why I'm throwing my name in the hat.
All right. Thank you. Any questions? I'll ask the same question.
Same question?
Yes.
Okay. I think there's, well, one thing about the world, I might just mention way back in the day when 30 years ago when I was starting with the company building wire and cable assembly test equipment, everybody said, wiring is going to go away. And I said, it's never going to go away. We live on electricity. And it's got to get there somehow. And the more wireless there is, the more wiring has been developed and created and put in place. This industry and this world is always changing. We've got renewable issues now. We have people generating their own power at home. We've got all kinds of things. It creates a dynamic that is constantly in flux. I don't know that you can set a path and say, here's our path, and it's what we're going to stick to. I think it's more of setting appropriate visions and criteria and then adjust according to the markets and what's going on. I also feel real strongly that the improvement in profitability and growing business, by the way, my current business that I'm doing is consulting and training CEOs of companies. We work a lot on both the internal and external improvement. Communicating with the public, making sure they understand what you do. Not only what you do, that's kind of obvious, but why. So that they can be engaged with you on a personal level. I think internal improvements make as big or as much difference in how things are going, are they beneficial, are they lean, and make sure we're taking care of waste and other things. When you look at profitability specifically, if your profitability was 10%, you spend $1,000 more business, you just made $100. If you can save spending $1,000, you made $1,000. And so a lot of it has to do with what we do inside and outside. And I think good communication, both internally and externally, is critical. And being a partner with those you work with and those you work for.
Okay, thank you. Okay, next is Tom Little.
I wonder what we're doing here. It's now that we're introducing ourselves. Okay, a little about me. We moved here in 1974, the dairy did, part of the little dairy, which became Berry. Married Wendy Berry, who has been here all her life on West Mountain. So I'm a relative newcomer, only 40-something years, and she's a wife. We have four children, three boys and a girl. have the daughter. My daughter lives in the basement with her family, and my oldest son lives across the street with his six girls. So we like to be here right there. We love West Mountain. Other than working for Winder Dairy, I've served on the Utah County Board of Adjustment for 12 years. I was chair for 10, and then took some time off doing church things, and went back and served on the Planning Commission, Utah County Planning Commission. I served 11 years there. I think nine of them as chairman of the board. I love that. I didn't realize until I was released from that last December how much I enjoyed that type of work, and I kind of miss that, using that side of my brain, if you will. So when this opportunity presented itself, I thought, gosh, I do like working with board. That's my reason I'm here. Let's see. Your question. Obviously, there, in any business, there are issues that come up, and they're hard. And sometimes they're in past, and especially when you get attorneys involved, you get impasses. But I think having served on those boards for the county, I've seen how impasses can be passed, and with good reason and good judgment, and enough given on both sides, there can be resolutions to that. And I think I can offer some help in that, in resolving issues.
Hey, thank you. Okay, Dave, can you hear me?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
I apologize. I am actually driving. I'm in Arizona right now.
Is it hot?
It is hot.
I'll bet. What part of Arizona are you in?
I'm in Mesa, Arizona right
now. Oh, it's hot.
Yeah, it is hot. Well, I had to, it's my wife's 40th birthday today, and I had to come down and visit before we started Cherry. So she's down here visiting her her parents. So I came down and visited, and I'll head home tonight.
All right.
But a little
welcome you, though you're in Arizona, is it? I'll just make a comment. The technology is pretty amazing and accommodating and frustrating all at the same time. So welcome Dave, and we'll turn the time over to you to take a few minutes.
Okay, well, just a little bit about myself. I born and raised in West Mountain. I've lived here all of my 38 years. I feel a little overwhelmed and underqualified for being here, but I'm married, two little boys, ages 7 and 4. I've worked for McMullen Orchard and South Shore Farms, the family business, for my whole life. Graduated high school in 2001, graduated from UVU with a degree in business. And ever since then, I've just worked here, and the reason I put my name in the hat is because, you know, in what I do, it's important to be involved in all aspects that pertain to your business, and this SESD, the power, it's a huge part of that, and I think it's important as we grow older to be involved and to learn as much as we can in the things that we deal with in our business. I've got to know a lot of the crew that works, of the linemen. You know, I know them on a personal level, and it's nice. It's a small, it's a community run business where we know each other, and it's nice to have a face-to-face conversation with them and get to know them and deal with them. And I think that's going to your question that you asked, how we can help. And my big part is I want to keep it that way and keep it to where it is. It is a rural ran business, and that's mainly the areas you serve is our agriculture communities. And we are facing a lot of changes that are coming our way, and it's inevitable, but they're going to happen. And we need to fight to keep things the way we want them in our favor, and to prevent, you know, other sources coming in and taking our area. Of course, I was kind of pushed into applying. I kind of fought it because I don't have a whole lot of expertise in the area, but it's a great opportunity to learn, and that's what I want. I've got a lot of knowledgeable people around me that I deal with all the time. But I also think all the applicants are very knowledgeable, and we all, like Richard was saying, is we know each other, and we deal with each other. I mean, so I think it is a great tight-knit kind of a community thing that it is great that we want to keep it that way.
All right, thank you, Dave. I think you went into the question that I had. So were there other questions? And now that we've heard all of the candidates, do you have any other questions for any of the candidates? Jay Nelson.
Okay, so my first question is for David. If you're appointed to the board and it becomes apparent that there's a conflict of interest serving on the board of serving on the economic development committee, i.e. meaning the current center so you can't serve on both because of conflict with the board of on.
Absolutely. Yeah, I don't live in the Mason City boundaries. I was asked to come and to help them with that. We've made some really good progress since I've been on the economic development board in the last year and a half, but I definitely wouldn't. I feel like I actually have accomplished what I hope to be able to do there.
Okay, that's my question for you. My next question is for everybody else that are more out a lot further where there's potential for there to be a new city created or an area that is currently the county to become a city like Spring Lake. West Mountain, any event that an incorporation did come through, would you be willing to help foster the relationship between SSC and all areas so we can continue to provide power in those areas?
Absolutely.
Yeah. What about Richard and Dave?
Richard's on mute.
Okay, can we unmute?
There you go.
Okay, I didn't hear the question.
Okay, so I'm going to repeat the question so that both you and Dave can hear it. In the event that Spring Lake or West Mountain are incorporated,
you can't hear. Just 1 second.
All right, let's try this. Now, can you hear me, Richard?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, so not if, but when Spring Lake is incorporated, and not if, but when West Mountain is incorporated into a city or multiple cities, would you support our efforts to continue to provide power in those areas?
Absolutely. Due to the fact that provide power to both Woodland Hills and Elk Ridge, I think the worst thing that can happen to SESD is to have it continue to carve out. We're a service district that should be able to continue to service the areas that we continue, that we currently serve, and our infrastructure is already in place, and it doesn't make any sense to have someone like Rocky Mountain Power or someone else come in, place infrastructure in to replace us. It really doesn't make much sense for like West Mountain or Spring Lake. Spring Lake's going to go into either Santaquin or Payson, and they're both at their door already. And I really believe that we should continue to provide the electrical service to those areas without duplication of lines and poles and services going forward.
Okay, thank you, Richard.
Yes, and
go ahead, Dave.
I agree with Richard. There is just, and we're going to fight. I'm young, you know, so I do not want to see it incorporated. But like Richard says, it's going to happen eventually, and I agree. There's no sense of somebody else coming and putting in new infrastructure when it's already there, and to keep our current provider.
Okay, thank you.
Any last final words by any of the candidates? All right, thank you. We'll now turn the time over to, I think Jens is going to conduct the election. And so it will be by... So we'll do it by private ballot.
So Mark, remind us now how this works.
So what's going to happen? Everybody's going to write on their paper the name of the candidate that they think would be best to fill that board seat. And then Janice will gather those up. He'll read the names. I'll tally them. If we end up having a tie, then the ones who are tied will redistribute papers and vote again. And we'll just keep on going like that until all the ties are broken and we have a candidate with the most votes.
Does this mean anything?
I'm just coming prepared. So once you bring your name, go ahead and fold it, and Jens will collect it.
So Wendy,
she hasn't sent me a text yet.
Wendy, can you hear me? I know she's muted.
Yes, I can hear you. I'm sorry.
Okay. So are you?
I was just asking Mark if he'd send me a list of everybody in the order that they talked. All right. So I heard what everybody said really well, but I just didn't catch who was who. I'm on my way home from my surgery, so I'm a little.
So you're not going to write this while you're driving, I hope.
I'm not driving. My husband's got me. And so I can just send a text. If you'll just send me a list of who everybody is. They all sound great. You guys all sound wonderful.
Oh, that's a good idea.
No, thank you for being willing to serve with us.
Okay, Wendy?
Yes?
I'm taking a snapshot with all the candidates' names, and I'm texting it to you right now.
Okay, is that the order that they spoke?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
Alrighty, I just sent it.
She had a surgery today.
It wasn't that critical. Oh, okay.
It's probably not going to be until September. He's got to a week from today. He's got to go through another round of tests.
I know you
can determine whether or not he can have a mitral valve replaced, not replaced, repaired.
I set my vote.
All right. So I got it, Wendy. I'm going to write the name on this paper and give it to Jens for you.
Thanks.
I'm smiling.
Except you don't get the little
It looks like it doesn't have
right. You can't read. I think so. I think I got it. So, Mark, why don't you come over here where I can show you? Okay, so you've got the
canvas. And Mark's mom will go in my pocket.
So we have a couple of options of how to do this. I think what we normally do is just declare a learning method of, well, actually, we have two ties. So rather than say, you know, how many people go there, we just say who the two. Okay. Is that even good? Okay. So there's a tie between Richard Bain and David Charles. So we'll have another round between David and Richard Bain.
So for those who didn't hear, we have a tie between David Charles and Richard Bailing. So we're going to do another round of voting where the board is going to choose between David Charles and Richard Bailing. And Kenny's saying made a good point. He asked, well, how can we have a tie? So there are six board members, and that's why we had a tie.
Jens Nielsen, he provides legal counsel for our district, at least as far as the local part of our legal. He's not intimately involved with the litigation part of of our district, but he does provide our legal assistance. Well, I wasn't going to say that. I guess I got to fill out one of these things, don't I?
Okay. Very good. Okay. So we just got done with our second round of voting, and Richard Bailing ended up being the winner. So Richard Bailing got 4 votes, and David Charles got 2 in that last round. So.
Well, thank you very much. And I would like to say, based off of everything that I heard, everyone was really, really qualified, and it's an honor to be able to serve.
I would say the same thing. I felt like all of our candidates were awesome, excellent.
Now we know where all the guys should be running.
I'm not going to shake any of your hands, but I just want you to all appreciate.
Thank you.
So Richard, while they're waiting for you to come back, just kind of let you know. So next month, we will go ahead and officially swear you in as a new board member.
Okay. Just let me know where and when, and I'll be there.
Alrighty. So it'll be the second Tuesday of August. Let me look at my calendar right now and see when that is. So that would be August 11th at 11 o'clock a.m.
Okay.
And most likely we'll do the same format as today. We'll have both in person and Zoom. So you can decide how you want to do it. It'd probably be better if you actually came in person so we can swear you in, but.
I think that's the most proper way of doing it.
Yeah. So that's kind of where we're at. And we'll get you all oriented and get you on your way.
Thank you very much.
Righty. You're very welcome.
Put the pressure on today.
Yeah, throw a thumb out.
Okay, well, congratulations, Richard. We welcome you to our board meetings, and Mark and Jennifer will make sure that they get all of the important things that you need to know sent your way.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, moving on now to our agenda, and let's see, Mark, when do you plan to swear him in? Okay. All right. So we need a motion to approve the board meeting minutes of June the 9th. Motion by Kenny, second by Joel. Any discussion? Okay. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion passes.
I just want you to know I said aye, but I was still muted.
I was just going to say, Wendy, your phone is on mute, but.
Yeah.
Okay. Brent, your finance committee met, and we'll turn the time over to you for a report on the finance committee.
Okay, we did meet last Thursday,
went over the checks for disbursement, finances, and the expenses. So they were sent out to everybody digitally or on the email anyway. So you could see it, look it over. We had some pretty good discussions, Kenny and I, and Mark. And so unless anybody else has any questions on anything they saw or have seen.
Seeing none?
If not, then I'll make a motion that we approve the June 2020 disbursements.
Okay, motion. Second by Wendy. Thank you, Wendy. So we've got a motion and a second. Any discussion? If not, all in favor say aye. Any opposed?
Aye. Not opposed, aye. Support.
All right, thank you, Wendy. The motion carries. Okay, Brent, financial report.
Is the financial report. We went over those with Mark and went over any questions we had. We found out that it was good that we had the budget hearing and we're able to adjust the budget as needed and felt like we're in a pretty good place. And unless there are any other questions about that, then we'll have. But does anybody have any questions on the finances? If not, I'll make a motion that we approve the June 2020 financial report.
Okay, we've got a motion by Brent. Also. Second by Kenny. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Thank you, Wendy. You almost come in just almost at the point of being opposed to it.
I know, sorry, I'm supporting.
I know that.
We need to make an approval of a special board meeting.
The way
it's not. Oh, yes. All right, that's the finance committee's report.
Thank you, Brad. Okay, Joel, resource committee. Okay. So, Nelson, anything to report from the resource committee?
Nothing really major or shattering. Where we're at is a snapshot, I guess. Went over the items that were run over in the year committee with regards to first month's kind of fiscal year end financial review. And then we had somebody was saying, what are you talking about? Yeah, we also went over the app to provide some additional redundancy in our system that may be broken. And I can explain that in terms that will make sense.
Brooke or Ryan, do you want to chime in? If you do, you'll have to unmute.
Yeah. Can you repeat the question, Ray? It's a little bit lag behind when we hear from other people.
Okay, so the question, Brooke, you know, in our committee meeting last week, we talked about the tap out on the west side, and I just thought maybe you could explain it in terms that would make more sense than I could.
Yeah, what we've done is just looking at pursuing a tap with Rocky Mountain, seeing if it's feasible for possible future location of a substation. We did get that study back. It was a little more money than what we were projecting. So What we're going to do now is go back as a staff and see how we're going to either budget for that or anyway, come up with some scenarios that we may be able to pay that back. And then we'll bring that back to you as soon as we come up with a plan.
Okay. Did the finance committee talk about that tap at all?
Yeah.
Okay. So you know about that.
We did.
All
we
right.
Did. And we talked about how we're going to work through that too.
Okay. Good. All right. The next report is the UAMPS report, but it ties a little bit in with the Resource Committee. At the last UAMPS committee, there was a presentation in the Resource Committee of UAMPS, and they were discussing a solar project up in the Tremont area. And so the Resource Committee of UAMPS sent out a solicitation to see how much interest there would be in that project. And there has been quite a bit of interest. And so Brooke and Brian and I, we sat down and took a look at that project and decided that at least we would consider and get our name in the in that project as having interest. We haven't signed any contracts, obviously, but we did secure a position of interest for 500 kilowatt hours. And so we are going to continue to look at that as a resource down the road, particularly in as much as we've got some resources that are going to be going offline in the next couple of years. And so we're short on some of our power that is renewable. So we don't have any solar power. We have a little bit of wind power, but that is going to be, we're going to be losing that in the next couple of years. So we felt like it was a good resource to show some interest in. You know, it's about $35 a megawatt hour. As you know, solar's kind of whatever the sun's doing, but it fits really well with our carbon-free power project. And so we felt like it was a good project to at least further evaluate. Brooke, any thoughts on that solar project that we signed up to further consider?
No, I think it's something good to pursue, depending on where the costs go. But just like you mentioned, Ray, it could be something that works good with the carbon-free project where they can ramp that one up and down a little more. Solar would be a good alternative to work alongside with that one, I think.
Okay. Well, I don't have anything further to report with UAMPS. Still a lot of information coming out on the carbon-free project. So as I get information, I'll just keep passing that along, but I don't have anything that's really new and something to report right now. Brent, do you want to talk about SUVPS?
I was down in St. George trying to find some people. And I found it. So
Brooke, could you hear Brent?
Yeah. I think he had some prior engagements. So we missed the board meeting, but we met on June 25th with the SUVPS board. Their budget for fiscal year 21, we had the open public meeting. There were no comments or concerns, and the budget was approved to move forward for next year for SUVPS. We also went through the financials, disbursements and expenses, and approved all those as they were given to us at the meetings. Other than that, there were really no action items at the SUVPS meeting. And as for SUVPS report on the system, the only thing we had last month was a car accident down in the Palmyra area. There was a pole hit down there just outside of the Sorensen substation, a little bit east of there. It didn't take any power out or anything, but it damaged the pole enough to where our crews went in, rerouted the power, and then replaced that pole. And I think that was it that we had for the month of June on SUVPS for work, or no outages either. So system's looking good.
Okay. Yeah, I did get with Blake and got a report from him and talked to him for a little while, but I wasn't at the meeting, but I got Blake in.
All right, good. All right, Brooke, continue on with the power system report.
Okay, power system report. We'll start off with, we had a little incident Thursday afternoon. It's probably 3:30 or so. We've got a property over in, I guess, Spanish Fork, was Utah County right there. It's 2550 East and 700 South. This is just a little bit south of where the Maple Mountain High School is. Anyway, we've had, it's Olson's Feed Yard. I don't know if you're familiar with that. But we've had service there since the early 1960s. And the line was probably there even before that and run a little bit south. But anyways, things have grown. Some of the areas have changed there. Customers have been taken over. This now line comes down and it ends there on that property. And we were serving it up until, what was it, June, I think 11th or so, that we had an application to disconnect service at this location. So we've went in and done so. And when I say disconnect service, that's basically just turn off the account so that nobody receives a bill for that property. But the facilities stay and the power stays on that property. We don't know if somebody's going to come in later and want service, but until we kind of figure out some of this in the litigation, we leave the power there to provide that service, not waiving our rights that one entity or the other should serve, I guess, until some of this litigation works out. But anyway, these poles used to be along the edge of the city road or county road, whatever you want to call it, right there in the right-of-way. Now they are building a Holiday Oil gas station at this location. So as they're going in construction, they were pouring some concrete the other day, and the concrete truck went to drive underneath the line, snagged one of the service wires, which then broke our primary pole off out on the street. So the pole fell over, had about a dozen customers out right there in that area. So our crews responded and seen that the pole was knocked over. So they went up the road to make sure it was dead, everything's de-energized, and then also to ground it so that it's safe if any other public or anything were to come in contact with that. So while the crew was up de-energizing this and grounding it, we had an excavator down there also, and I guess he was instructed to remove the other service pole because they felt it was no longer needed and it was in their way. So the excavator was then instructed by Holiday Oil representatives to just remove the pole. So they did that with a track hoe. So when our guys came back, now we have two poles on the ground and the service wire and everything. And anyway, they called me and I says, look, we don't have time to figure all this out. Just put it back together, get the public safe, and we'll deal with this next week. I had a conversation with Jim with Holiday Oil, who was, I guess, their representative. He's over the project. He was not on site, but I was on the phone with him. And he's wondering what he needs to do to get those poles moved. And he seems willing to work with us. I've tried contacting him earlier today and left some voicemails. So I haven't heard back yet. But hopefully we can get something worked out with him to relocate these poles and also paying for the damage that was caused on these poles. So that's kind of where it was left off Thursday. And then I got word Friday, and this was through Kenny that Seth had contacted him. And I believe he was stating that those are Spanish Fork poles, which on our 98 map, they may show red that Spanish Fork had paid for those. However, this is one of those instances where it's the middle of our line back then. So I don't know how those poles could have been paid for when they continued to go through that area and went further down the road to serve county customers. So we'll have that issue that I guess that we'll be litigating through. However, they're still hooked to our system. They affect our customers. So us as the operator, we're the ones responsible for replacement or damage or making sure the public is safe around them still. So I just wanted to get you all up to date on that. I think only maybe Kenny and Ray earlier today, you had asked about it. I think you guys were the only ones aware. So I just want the rest of the board aware of what had happened there.
Any questions on that incident? So continuing on with your power system report, anything else, Brooke?
No, crews are just busy doing our seasonal tree trimming. We're starting to see quite a bit of tree growth this time of year with the heat. And our other line construction crew is still just working on some of our system study projects, reconductoring down in the Lakeshore area, number one. So just moving forward with that and trying to stay busy.
We had some pretty good wind recently. Did we have any outages with all the wind that we had?
Yeah, we did have some outages in that big windstorm. I guess it was a couple weeks ago, but mostly just some tree limbs and things that had broke off and tore down a couple of lines, one over by Circle V Meat, and then just kind of some scattered ones out through the West Mountain and Palmyra area, but nothing too major other than just, you know, kind of some trees that had broke off that had slapped the lines together. And so that's why also our crews are out getting our tree clearances.
All right. Well, thanks, Brooke. The next item on our agenda is we've got two special recognitions, but they aren't scheduled to be here till 12:30. So we will just take a break for 15 minutes or until they come. And the same thing. In both cases, we've got people who are going to be scheduled to come in, and so we'll take a break for a few minutes until we have our participants come to the to our board meeting. Yeah, it's all Mark's fault. He should have scheduled it at 12:15.
I discovered I can't wear a mask on a long sleeve shirt at the same time. I can't wear a mask on a long sleeve shirt at the same time.
Well, you got on a short sleeve shirt.
Uh-huh.
You've got on a short sleeve shirt, so what's your excuse now?
Freedom. Because America, I can't. My wife has to remember when I took the word to.
A short sleeve?
One short sleeve. Yeah. Yeah. She's going to go get me a short sleeve. They have a new fabric. They make shirts out of it. It's like
super, super breathable.
Before we bought for my son to take on his mission. He said, man, it feels like you're wearing a shirt. That's my kind of shirt. I just I have a hard time. I don't know. I just feel claustrophobic. And then you feel confined.
You may think I'm a Denver Broncos fan, but this is the mask that the governor sent me.
That's Snow College.
Oh, Snow College fan. This was one of those freebies at the governor's. Well, I was disappointed that they're tied behind my head ones.
Yeah. I'm on the short list.
The dread on me ones?
Yeah.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Well, there was such a big to do about the condoms that I was surprised there would be any.
Well, basically, what ended up happening is they ordered everybody else kept.
Well, I've got a question, Jim. If they use that recording, is there any feedback?
No. Let run down.
Yeah, you can
join
from here.
Yeah.
Our watches are coming in. We're going to leave it up for time. We lost money to redo it, so we don't have to wait.
Is that Gordon's place?
No, his door is just the bottom off. I'm surprised I have a lot of people.
No, I knew it because I called and talked to you after Paul passed away. And you told me how much you loved Paul and that it was a big hole in your heart. And I know that you guys did a lot of things together throughout your whole life. I don't remember which one of the two of you is oldest. I think you're the oldest. I know that. And so so I know how much Paul meant to all of you and all of us. And so we have we appreciate you coming in and so we can recognize Paul and the efforts that he had put forth with the district. And we want to present to you a token of our appreciation for Paul. That picture hung on our wall for all of those years, and a resolution that has been signed by all of the board members. And that resolution was actually read into our minutes at our last board meeting. And so it's with a lot of appreciation that we present to you, Linda, that token of our appreciation words are just not enough to let you know how much we appreciate what Paul did. He went far too early under circumstances that were not good. Yeah. So, Mark?
Yes.
Are we going to have a photograph?
Yes.
I will unmask myself so that I can come up. I'd like to be in the photograph. Do not infect me. I'm masked today because I've got a younger brother that is going to have a heart surgical procedure in the next while, and I am going to be his care provider. And so I am taking extra precautions to
part of the life we live.
It is. Well, I guess we can do that. Come on up. Let's get a few pictures.
Maybe one person with you and Linda.
Whoa, we gotta get this. If I hold this up, you won't be able to see your face. Get that a little bit lower. I'm smiling. Okay.
All right, you ready?
I decided that was fine. It was just part of the times we lived in.
Yes.
Accept it.
Is that it?
Yes, so also come on up.
We want all three of us.
Was the 1, 2, 3 so we could smile?
Yes.
You said you were smiling.
Really,
down
there?
You drop on there. You're like the joke.
All right.
All right.
He left a big hole in here.
Well, yeah, he did.
Yeah, he was worse.
Yes,
yes. Apparently, the gentleman who made this right here was a hospital. They always say they love you so much, and you're the best thing you've ever had.
All right. I still don't see that our other guest has joined in, but we will continue. Thank you for being here. Those of you who participated last summer, a year ago, in the Utah Rural Electric Co-op Summer, what was it called? Summer Youth Leadership Conference down at Snow College. I know the intent was Josh was going to go back down this summer and be one of the leaders in the camp. Didn't get to have that opportunity. And Tiana, you are going to go to Washington, D.C. and be one of our representatives at the delegation that goes with UREC-A. To meet with NRECA and our delegates in Utah with their congressional delegation. Again, unfortunately, that wasn't going to happen. So we feel like we wanted to recognize both of you. Before that recognition takes place, though, I would like both of you to maybe just take a couple or 3 minutes or 5 minutes and talk about your experience that you had down in at Snow College. And so, Josh, would you care to go first?
So with the youth conference, youth leadership camp, when we went down there, one of the biggest things that we were taught was to lead by example and never go out of your comfort zone and telling people that you're going to go in with them. That was one of the biggest things that stuck with me when we went down there is you need to be willing to do everything that the leaders are like expecting the people they are leading around to do. And I think that was something that was really important as I've seen in my life. Like the leaders that I've looked up to the most are the ones who are on the front lines with me, working and doing stuff along with me, compared to those who are just bossing everyone around. And there were a lot of leadership skills that I learned there that have helped me grow and develop throughout my life. And as I've seen like my senior year after I've gone to that camp compared to my junior and sophomore years, like where I was in life due to the things I learned was so much better place. And I'm extremely grateful for the opportunity I was given.
All right. So was it fun?
Yeah, it was fun.
What are your plans now?
I'm leaving on August 12th for my mission in Melbourne, Australia.
Are you in Australia?
Not yet.
So where are you going to go on August 12th?
At home MTC for now. Then they'll reassign me possibly.
The MTC in trouble?
At home. I have to do it online.
Right. I know that which mission in Australia?
Melbourne.
There's a young man in my ward. You know Brett Haskell? He received his mission call. I can't remember exactly which mission he went to in Australia, but he just got there and had to come back home. And he is assigned to go back to Australia in August if it's open. But if it's not open, he is assigned to go to Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. anyway, for what that's worth. Deanna, would you take a few minutes and tell us about your experience? Yes? Actually, Deanna, come on up here so that you can be seen on this iPad. For those who are on Zoom.
Hi, I had a lot of fun. I met a lot of people and I'm still in contact with some of them via social media. And so that's really cool. And it's like, I had a lot of fun. I learned a lot, like how he was saying, like a lot of leadership skills. I really liked it. I learned that, like, I don't know, one of the things that stuck with me was that, like, it's okay to stand out. Like, if people, like, you're not going to be seen if you're just in the crowd. So if you stick to what you believe and you know it's right, then that's going to help you progress in life, and that's where you're going to get.
All right. You knew how to get it done, then you need one of that.
Yeah.
Can I ask you more of that? in recognition of the fact that you attended that, I mean, we have some tokens for you. Take that first one, and that you are just one of the crowd there, but you stand out. I'm sure you stand out in that picture somewhere. You will find yourself. And for Josh, same thing. And
looks like Tyler.
Oh, okay. We'll let you two sit down for a second, and then invite Tyler to come on. Tyler, you'll have to unmute your phone.
Hi.
Can you hear me?
Yeah. 1 second. All right.
We just had Josh and Deanna take a minute and share with us some of the things that they enjoyed and learned at the UREca Youth Leadership Conference. And so we'd like to hear from you on that same thing.
My favorite thing was like the people. Like I kept in contact with one, and I actually went on a date with another, so I still have friends from the camp. The rope course was fun. I enjoyed that, and just overall it was a great experience.
Well, good. We're glad you enjoyed it. What are your plans now?
I have a mission call to West Virginia. I'm leaving in August. And once I come back, I'll be going to BYU, trying to get a computer science degree, and going from there.
All right. Deanna, what are your plans? I didn't ask you what you're going to be doing now. All right, but you three are awesome young people. You're going to conquer a lot in your lives. Tyler, we presented to each of you. We are presenting to each of you a. There, I think get the reflection out of it. You can see that photo of the group that you were with down in Ephraim.
Awesome. Thank you.
And we also have a, I'm not sure what this is, but it's been signed by UREca, just a certificate of participation.
Awesome.
And
you missed the initial introduction of the fact that Josh was going to go back this summer and be part of the leadership conference, but lost out on that opportunity because of COVID. And Tiana, she was going to go to Washington, D.C. with UREca and be part of the national rally that's going on, that would have happened this this year had it not been for COVID. So in lieu of that, we are going to present to each of the three of you a $500 scholarship that you can use for your education. And I'm not sure exactly how that's going to work with the two of you leaving almost immediately for your missions, because we really would like it to be used for your furthering your education. And so how that will be dealt with, I'm not quite sure. Mark, have you thought about that?
Well, thank you.
Well, you know, a scholarship is intended to be used for a scholarship, but and Tiana, you've already been paying your tuition at cosmetology school, so as far as I'm concerned, we could just reimburse you for the expense of some of your cosmetology schooling, because you said you're pretty well finished with that now. And so we'll work out the finer details of this with the three of you, but just want you to know that in lieu of some of the things that you were unable to finalize, we wanted to recognize you and give you that $500 scholarship in behalf of the Electric Service District.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Any other comments?
I just said it looked like it was a great experience and well done. So, yeah, we're glad you were there.
And also, if you're leaders can be between your representatives.
Boy, yeah, you can't. It doesn't get better than being able to go on a date because you met somebody down there. Oh, well, you too? Okay, awesome. All right, it's unanimous. All right. Well, thanks for joining us, Tyler, and Josh and Deanna. We appreciate and we're honored that we could have such a good quality group of people representing our district. With that, we'll go to the next item on the agenda is a closed session. Does anyone have a need for a closed session? If not, we will not be going into a closed session at this time. And unless there are other matters to come before the board, the board will stand adjourned. Make a motion to adjourn the meeting. Okay, motion by Joel to adjourn the meeting. Second by Nelson. Okay, we're adjourned. Thank you, everyone, for being here.
Yeah.
We'll just the two. What? Yeah, well, come on up. We're going to have a photograph opportunity to just put in our minutes that
Okay. No. Not unless you want lunch. Okay.